All right, guys, let's get to the quarterback position here, because yesterday in the 5 o'clock hour we discussed Ron Jaworski of ESPN.com or in ESPN. He is coming out like he did last year with his top quarterbacks in the NFL, ranking from 32 down to 1. And so yesterday he had gotten up to number 23. And at number 23, that's where Ryan Tannehill came in on the list. And just for context sake, just behind Ryan Tannehill on the list, number 24, Sam Bradford, number 25, Josh McCown of the Bucks, number 26, Brian Hoyer of the Browns, and 27, Chad Henne, formerly of the Dolphins, now of the Jaguars. We have an update on this now, as we have
Did
all the way
up
to number 17. No, Ryan Tannehill hasn't moved up at all, but we do have the quarterbacks in front. Because yesterday we were debating as to whether it's fair to have Ryan Tannehill at number 23. So listen to who is ranked ahead of Ryan Tannehill. At number 22, Matt Schaub of the Oakland Raiders. Number 21, Robert Griffin III, Washington Redskins. Number 20, Carson Palmer from the Cardinals. Number 19, Jay Cutler of the Bears. 18, Andy Dalton of Cincinnati. And 17, Alex Smith from the Kansas City Chiefs. Hmm. So we posed this question yesterday to John Kinjami and O.J. McDuffie. I'm interested to hear how you guys stand. Is this a fair evaluation of Ryan Tannehill, knowing he threw for over 3,900 yards last year, 24 touchdowns, 17 interceptions, entering his third season? Do you think number 23 on Ron Jaworski's quarterback rankings is fair? Twan, I'll start with you.
I don't think it's fair, but the perception is that the Dolphins need work. And, you know, like it or not, the quarterback takes the blunt of that. If the defense is bad or the running game is bad, it always comes back to the quarterback in some kind of way, and that's just the burden that quarterbacks carry. I don't think he's 23. I mean, you know, I'm not going to say he's in the top 10 either, but at the same time, you know, he carries the burden of this team. So if the team, you know, if we're 8-8 last year, I would have saw him right in the middle of the pack. At minimum, I mean, do I think Ryan's going to have a breakout year? Do I think he's very talented? Do I think he's, you know, he's successful? Yes. But, you know, at the same time, you judge quarterbacks how many wins you have on a football team. Even though the quarterback throws the ball and hands it off, if guys are dropping it or no one's blocking, he still takes all the negative things that happen with the Dolphins. And I think that's why he's at 23. And it's not necessarily – you know, fair, but that's the way the game is played. Just like in, you know, all LeBron conversations and the Michael Jordan conversations, they're going to be judged by rings. Quarterbacks are judged by wins of teams, not necessarily yards and touchdowns.
Troy, what do you think? Number 23, is that fair?
I think it's kind of fair, to be honest with you, because if Ryan Tannehill and the Miami Dolphins win one of the last two games last year and they go on to the playoffs, I think he moves up on that list.
But was he the reason why?
But like you said, the quarterback, they take the brunt of this. They get too much praise. They get too much blame all the time when it comes to football. But, you know, I'm sure the quarterbacks in front of Ryan Tannehill have proven themselves a little bit more, either longer careers or they have a playoff win here or there. That's the way I see that. Ryan Tannehill has to win that big game for the Miami Dolphins before the national media begins to really believe in him and give him the respect that he's going to earn, because he has to earn that respect. You go back to the draft class and, you know, Ryan Tannehill, you don't think that he's better than anyone other than Wheaton, who's, you know, been released from the Cleveland Browns. He's sitting right there at that, you know, fourth spot out of all of the quarterbacks that was drafted. So Ryan Tannehill and the Miami Dolphins, they need to win more football games. He needs to win more games in the clutch and get that team to the playoffs, and then he'll get the respect. So I say it's kind of fair right now.
The one guy who bugged me as far as him not being ranked ahead of was Matt Schaub, who's at 22, just ahead. So we're kind of splitting hairs here.
I think
here.
He's on the decline, Matt Schaub.
He's on the decline. He's now with the Raiders. Last year, he quarterbacked the Houston Texans to the worst record in the league and got benched. Mm-hmm. 10 touchdowns, 14 picks. So I know that he's had a career that's been nice, and he's gone to Pro Bowls.
Yes.
And he actually played well when the Pro Bowl was held down here at Sun Life Stadium. But, you know, you take a look at who your ranking is the best quarterbacks right now. I think clearly Ryan Tannehill outplayed him last year. And I think that Matt Schaub's going to a worse situation in Oakland if you're looking. He doesn't have an Andre Johnson out there to throw to, or DeAndre Hopkins. So I thought that was a bit odd that Jaws ranked him, I think just because of his career and the longevity of that. So, again, this is now going to be up to Ryan Tannehill to prove Ron Jaworski wrong and move up this list by doing it on the field. And I think you guys both hit it on the head that The quarterback is definitely the face of your franchise, the organization, and if your franchise fails to win a game over the last 2 weeks of the regular season to make the playoffs and ultimately falls out of the playoffs, Tannehill will take most of the blame. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Guys, when we come back, the quarterback conversation will continue, but we'll expand it from just Ryan Tannehill to the rest of the AFC East as we'll continue our AFC East preview, breaking down various positions. Quarterback will be next here on the Finsiders. Guys, we've been doing this in the build-up to training camp. We've been looking across the AFC East and breaking down various positions. Today happens to be the quarterback position. So that's been a theme early on in the show. Let's first look at who are the projected starters for the division as you look across the AFC East. In Miami, of course, Ryan Tannehill. New England, Tom Brady, the future Hall of Famer. In New York, it's going to be interesting to see whether it's Geno Smith or Michael Vick. And in Buffalo, former first-round pick E.J. Manuel, who the Dolphins didn't see much of last year because of his injury issues. Saw a lot of Thad Lewis, but E.J. Manuel expected to be back and healthy. And, guys, if you want more on this, you can go to thefinsiders.com. Brian Coyle has been putting together these articles. Today with Zach Dean did a great job, one of our interns who put this together. You can get the in-depth breakdown. But you want to listen right now to get Twan's and Troy's response to this. So we know, we just talked about Ryan Tannehill quite a bit. Obviously, Tom Brady has accomplished so much in his illustrious career and remains at the top of his game, seemingly, for this Patriots team. But let's look at that New York Jets situation. You've got Michael Vick, who signs there in the offseason, Geno Smith. Troy, who do you see winning that battle as this season approaches?
Michael Vick. Hands down, I see Michael Vick winning that. I've always been a big Michael Vick fan. I think that Michael Vick, now that he's older in his football career, and he had that unfortunate situation where he lost his starting job when he was in Philadelphia to Nick Foles. And I always love and never count out that athlete who, you know, was really doing it big and strong, and then for whatever reason, the game was taken away from him. And Michael Vick, you know, he had to be on the sidelines a lot last year, and he had to watch the game, and I think that he'll see it through a different lens, and I think he'll go to New York. And Geno Smith, he didn't light the world on fire. Yes, he did show improvement towards the end of the season, but I just still think that Michael Vick, he brings a little bit more to the table, and his experience is going to win the job for him, and it's going to win over Buddy Ryan, and he's going to be the starter for the New York Jets.
Rex Ryan.
Yeah. Did I say Buddy?
He said Buddy.
I've aged myself.
Did say
I played
buddy.
Against Buddy.
That's why I thought you were going to jump
that's
on that.
Daddy. Yeah. Yeah.
I was actually going to let it ride. I was like, I'm leaving him alone.
Let's go get a snack.
I'm failing miserably right now today. when I look at it, it's funny. I've been leaning towards Michael Vick as well. I mean, Geno Smith, South Florida guy. I want him to be successful. But when you look at a seasoned veteran like Michael Vick, who's played on an extremely high level, who's actually, I feel like he's tinkering his game, where he's learning actually how to throw the ball without running and only running when he needs to because of all the injuries. I think they're going to have no choice but to play him, because once he gets behind center, the players are going to play a little bit different when he's in it. I mean, he's a superstar, regardless of what he accomplished last year, which was not a whole lot, but you know, he's still a superstar. You put him in any situation, people are still awed by him. I think players are awed by him as well. So when he gets in the huddle and say, hey, guys, let's do this together. Mm-hmm. I need you to do that. It's a different thought process. I think he's going to end up winning it out. I think the Jets want Geno Smith to win, because I think they want that longevity of a guy kind of in a saddle that they can lean on. But I two things I think will happen. Number one, I think Michael Vick's going to win. But number two, I think it's going to be good for Geno Smith, because there's some characteristics of Michael Vick that he can learn from and that he can embrace a little bit and be able to sit back and see it through Mike's eyes a little bit, where I don't know if he really got that chance in the National Football League. So I truly think that Mike's going to be the guy. I think he's going to kind of have a resurgence of his ability. I don't think he's going to rush for 1,000 yards or anything like that. I think, in fact, if he rushes for 500 yards, I think that's going to be too much. So I think he's going to be more of a pocket passer. He's going to show the ability that he can run just to slow people down, but I think he's going to end up being the starter.
All right, is it safe to say Tom Brady's the top of this list based on everything he's done? So
I think Brady's slipping a little bit. He might want to
Who's number two? That's the question.
Well, so that is the next question. So whether it's Michael Vick or Geno Smith, you guys both seem to think it's Michael Vick. You have E.J. Manuel, who is the 13th overall pick, the first quarterback taken in the 2013 draft. And then, of course, Ryan Tannehill, number 8 overall pick the year before that. Is Tannehill the clear number two to you guys in this division based on what you've seen?
He needs to be the clear number two when the season is over. No question about it. I'm even talking about if Michael Vick wins the job with the New York Jets. This is the year for Ryan Tannehill where he needs to separate himself. And when you look at the complete picture, the end of the season, you need to say, okay, yeah, Tom Brady did what Tom Brady does, but Ryan Tannehill was a strong second, and he's clearly better than Manuel. He's clearly better than Smith and Michael Vick in the AFC East. So I don't know if we could say that right now on paper, but at the end of the year, we need to say that.
On paper, I'm going to say Ryan is definitely clear number two, not knowing what Michael Vick's going to do. I think Michael Vick plays at a high level. I think, you know, he potentially could be the number two. But right now, today, from what everyone accomplished last year, he's clearly over Geno Smith.
So just let me make this clear. So I realize you guys like Michael Vick over Geno Smith, mm-hmm. but Michael Vick did get benched in favor of Nick Foles last year.
Yeah,
right. He didn't get that job back. Nick Foles outplayed him. So you still think that Michael Vick could come back and be better than Ryan Tannehill?
I think Michael Vick still has that skill set that is scary. I think that Michael Vick needs to be, and I hate to say this because, you know, Bill Lazor did a great job with Nick Foles last year, but Michael Vick needs to be with the right coach for him. And I don't know if that's the case here in New York with the Jets. But I still look at his skill set, and he blows you away. Like Twan said, he is a superstar. He has incredible skills. He could throw the ball. He could run as well. The interesting thing when it comes to Michael Vick is this. I think Michael Vick opened the door for a lot of the young quarterbacks that we see in the National Football League now. But I think that Michael Vick could learn from all of those young guys because those young guys play it differently than Michael Vick. Michael Vick was the, I'm going to do it with my feet first, or I'm going to do it with my feet more than I have to do. It and I think that Michael Vick, again, sitting down a lot last year, I think Michael Vick has the opportunity to sit back, watch other guys play, not only Nick Foles, but some of these young quarterbacks like Kaepernick and Russell Wilson, and I think that he will learn from those guys and bring a different approach to the football field.
Well, I want to be clear. I definitely think Ryan's number two. Don't get me wrong. But if Michael Vick, if he is able to do some of the things that he's done in the past, being able to rest his body, take a step back, change his game a little bit. I mean, he could be fighting for that number two spot. And, you know, and if he has a crazy year, you never know what he may be able to accomplish. I mean, I'm just saying that we've all seen what the guy's done. And, you know, we've all seen resurgent. I remember Warren Moon, you know, the way he kind of rebirthed himself in the National Football League the last few years he played. And it was just amazing to see a guy that old be able to sling the ball around. Danny did it at a high level, you know, all the way in, but he never had a drop off. But even Brett Favre, to be able to bounce around and then at the end of his career, be able to, you know, change his game a little bit. Cause he, you know, people forget when Brett used to run around too, mm-hmm. early in his career, and towards the end of it, he learned how to truly, you know, stand in the pocket and throw the ball. He probably stood in the pocket too long and got hit in the mouth too many times. But there have been quarterbacks shown that, hey, they can rebirth themselves and learn how to play the game differently, which allows them to elevate themselves where people rank them. And the only difference between Ryan and Michael Vick, I mean, I'm not saying their abilities are similar, I'm saying, but the difference between why I think Mike has a chance to move up a little bit is that he still has that star power. I don't care who you are. When you step into a huddle and you're a wide receiver and you're offensive lineman, a guy that's been to multiple Pro Bowls and been the best at what he does said, hey, I need you to do this. It's a different fight those guys are able to bring to the table, and there's a different connection that he's able to bring to the table. And a lot of those kids grew up playing him on Madden. The video games, mm-hmm. Madden. So I know that may sound, you know, some people, oh, that's silly talk. No, but there's a connection there. There's a different appeal. There's something that he can get out of the guys that maybe Ryan can't because he just hasn't played the game long enough. But I think Ryan's extremely talented. I'm excited about him this year. Like, of all the positions in football, all the players, he's the one guy I'm excited to see what he's going to be able to do his third year in the saddle, to see how he, you know, is able to put it all together and really catapult himself as one of those top quarterbacks in the National Football League.
And just so everybody's aware, Ryan Tannehill, 25 years old, Michael Vick, 34. So we'll see. It's going to be fun to see how these quarterbacks progress this year. And, you know, Vick still has to beat out Geno Smith. You guys seem to think that's a certainty. So it's going to be fun to see this quarterback position, how it plays out.
Injury is the only reason why he doesn't beat out Geno Smith.
All right. So you heard it here. You guys feel very good about Michael Vick, Tuan especially, this upcoming year.